Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer Warrior for You. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Memphis, Tennessee. We are so glad you've decided to join us Saturday, February 21st, 2015. Now on to our show. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Prayer Warrior for You show. We are so glad you've decided to join us. Now, we have a great broadcast for you on today, and we want you to be so encouraged on today. We want you to feel that you can call in at 1-657-383-0029. If you desire prayer, if you desire encouragement, so that everything that you're feeling right now, you'll know that there is still hope. That you will feel there is still hope, and that you will still feel that God loves you and that He appreciates you and that He wants you to have a closer walk with Him. And so as we start our show segment, we always want to start with an opening prayer. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you bless this show. We pray for your blessing, your strength, your love, your peace, your joy. Father, we pray during this show segment, as our worshipers and those that have a faith and touch and agree in prayer will begin to just bless you and desire that their heart becomes so full of you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will change them, that you will motivate them, and that they will see that there is a power within you and that their battle is not theirs, but the battle belongs to you. Now, Father, as I lift my hands to heaven, Father, I pray that this is a new day, a new dawning, a new morning. Hallelujah. It's a new year, and that the people will know that you, Lord Jesus Christ, love them and that there's nothing too hard for you to do to change them and to bless them and to keep them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.
Psalm 91, the
shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Father, today I come and say, I dwell in the shelter of the Most High. I'm resting in your shadow. And I'm trusting you to save me, Lord. I'm trusting you to save me. You said that you will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I will find refuge. Your faithfulness, Lord, your faithfulness will be like a shield and a rampart to me, so that I will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Father, I have a confidence from you. I have a holy boldness. Because I put my confidence in you, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the terrors of the night. I'm not afraid of the deadly missiles that come directed at me. Even over sickness. You said over sickness. You have authority over sicknesses. Lord, you said 1,000 would fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But it doesn't come near me. God, they fall all around me. But because I'm close to you, it doesn't come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked if I make you, the Most High, my dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge. So God, no harm, no harm, no harm befalling me. No disaster, I'm asking for that. No disaster coming near my tent. I'm asking you, Lord, give your angels charge concerning me. Give your angels charge to lift me up in their hands so that I will not strike my foot against the stone. Father, I'm asking for angelic help, heavenly winds to come. Help me, help my family. Lift me up, O God. So I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample the great lion and the serpent. Father, give me authority to trample on the lion and the cobra. Oh God, because you love me, because you love me. So Father, I call upon you, and you answer me. I call upon you in trouble. Deliver me. Lift me up with long life and satisfy me by showing me your salvation. What a wonderful prayer. What an awesome promise to dwell in the shelter of the Almighty.
Yes, as we dwell in the shadow of the Almighty in that secret place of God, we will find protection, we will find comfort, we will find peace, we will find joy, we will find everything that we have not found. You know, so many times as believers, we get so challenged and discouraged based on what we see, based on what's going on around us, based on who's for us or who's against us. And during this time, you're noticing the various types of weather conditions that's happening in our country today. And it's really, you know, things are winding up. You are. Everything is happening for a reason. Everything is happening to draw our hearts and minds to get our hearts and minds off of ourselves and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to be in our hearts. Amen. Now, our prayer lines are open at 1-657-383-0029. I know that this is a Saturday, and the weather is turbulent throughout the country. There's ice storms, snowstorms. The death toll is rising because of the plunging temperatures. And also, there's just so much occurring. But if you are tuned in live to this show and you have felt depressed, discouraged, saddened by the pressures of life, about what is going on around you, by feeling no hope, no joy, no peace, you're worrying about things, you are so welcome to call in to 1-657-383-0029. If you have a prayer request or a praise report and you have tuned into this show previously, you're welcome to call in. If you have a testimony or word of exhortation to glorify the Lord, to glorify the people of God as they praise God, not go, but I mean to take them higher to glorify the Lord, call in. We love you. We want you to be able to feel that you're part of the Prayer Warrior for Teen Prayer family. And this is what it's going to take, everyone. People coming together on one accord. People coming together to pray. People coming together to encourage one another. People coming together to love on one another according to the Word of God. I tell you, everybody is going through some type of opposition today. Everybody's dealing with some type of storm. But everyone who has any common sense and who are in their right mind wants to go to heaven. No one wants to go to a burning hell. No one wants to live in distraught. No one wants to be downcast and sad. No one wants to see their children, their family, their loved ones go through sickness, disease, and famine. This show is to lift you up and to let you know there is a better way, there is a greater way, there is a deeper way. You know, when your heart and your spirit cries out to a holy God, when deep calls unto deep, and you begin to cry out to Him and ask Him to forgive you, ask Him to strengthen you, ask Him to bless you, He can and He will do it for you. I believe that. I'm a witness. I'm testifying to you today. Well, we want to, before we go any farther, we want you to remember the family. There was a powerful man of God that passed away within the past several days. Brother Jackson, John Paul Jackson, and we want to send condolences to his family, to the Daystar family, to his family, to all those who are very dear and very close to him, all you believers who followed his awesome anointed ministry about revelations on dreams and prophecies and how to have a closer walk with the Lord. I'm telling you, a few months ago, it was Miles Monroe and his wife and Pastor Bender. Now is John Paul Jackson, and I'm telling you, we have got to pray, you all. God is taking the patriarchs home. These are men of God that have powerful ministries, a powerful word to release into the hearts and minds and spirit of the people, to be holy, to live in the moment with the Lord Jesus Christ as their leader and their guide. Today they taught for people to give their heart to the Lord. They taught not to think about your flesh. They taught how to open up your heart and your mind in the realm of the spirit, to trust God, how to walk in miracles, signs and wonders, and resources and prosperity. What I loved about John Paul Jackson's ministry is his message of prosperity was a supernatural message of how to turn one's heart and mind to a holy God, because when you don't, the adversary, the devil, is always ready to throw that wickedness at you. And we are deeply, deeply saddened by this great, great loss. It's just a horrific, unexpected loss. And so, Father, we take our time right now, and we pray for the Jackson family. We pray, Father, for strength for his wife and his children and his grandchildren. We pray for strength for his congregation, his body of believers that you had imparted unto him to minister to. We pray, Father, that you will yet give them strength, yet give them hope to carry on his dream, to carry on his mission, to carry on his purpose over the airways. We pray, Father, hallelujah. We pray, Father, that you will touch his wife, oh God, touch his children, touch his grandchildren. Father, give them peace and comfort during this time of great loss. Father, we thank you for blessing the people of God, for blessing the church with his gift, with his life, with his impartation of what he shared during these years that he was here in our presence, oh God. And Father, we pray, Lord God, that you and the message that you were releasing through him will make a tremendous impact, even a greater impact during his going home. We thank you. We honor you, sir, and we celebrate his going home for him being in the presence of an all-powerful, holy God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You know, we don't know when the Lord will call us home, but we have got to realize and understand that it's not our way. Jesus Christ is the way. And unless we begin to see that he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, we are headed for a great demise. This is what's going on. Why do you think so many people are losing their lives because of the name of Jesus Christ? If it's nothing about Jesus, if he is a false religion, if he has no power, then why are people being killed about for the name of Jesus Christ? People don't go after, or evil people don't pursue those who are sharing an empty, meaningless message. The enemy doesn't waste his time. He's concerned about those that are yet living holy, yet desiring to be holy, yet desiring to be in the land of the living, but yet who has a patience and a purpose and a passion to encourage other people to seek after a holy God. You know, this is what's happening. And while we're on this same note, Father, we lift our hand to heaven as well, and we pray for all of the wives and children and parents who lost the 21 and people, those men who were beheaded by the terrorist group for their faith. We pray, Father, for all the families that have lost their lives because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift our hands, and Father, we pray that you comfort them, that you strengthen them, that you encourage their hearts, that their faith stays strong in you. Father, that you reveal to them, Lord God, that you are yet with them during this time over in Pakistan, over in Europe, over in Africa, and the uttermost parts of the world where these horrific crimes are occurring. And Father, we pray for the hearts and the minds of these people who feel they have a right to take lives because of their faith, oh God, and whatever their reasoning is. Father, they still are living. We pray for their soul. We pray for their soul in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Father, we pray the blood of Jesus in that region. We pray the power of the cross in that region. We pray, Lord God, that you will prevail. If there's but seven souls that come from those terrorist groups that heaven will rejoice. Father, we pray you will prevail in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Jesus Christ is the way. It's not my way. It's not your way. It's our Lord Savior's way.
Thank you.
Yes, truly, Jesus Christ is the way. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And until we understand and realize that it is he that loves us and he would be there for us in every situation, you know, you may feel that you're all alone. You may feel that nobody understands you. And, you know, the Word of God let us know that there are going to be many people who are going to fall along the wayside because of their lack of belief in the Lord God, because of how they're not yielding to him and praising him and honoring him. But this is a time when you've got to trust and believe that the Lord is on your side. The Lord is the way. The Lord is the truth. The Lord is the life. He is the one that will lift you up and turn your life around. And I just love Jesus Christ, don't you? Well, one way we can understand him and understand why we're going through some of the things we're going through, we've got to pray, y'all. We've got to pray and spend time with the Lord. We've got to pray and love on God. We've got to pray and begin to allow him to break away from us a spirit of idolatry. You know, when we begin to think about what that is, and we think about, you wonder, well, so I don't worship idols, I don't worship stones, I don't worship rocks. Well, some people worship themselves, they worship their emotions, they worship their desires, they worship what other people have, they worship their things, they worship their cars, they worship their money, they worship their time, they worship the way they think. Idolatry is so many different things that you never know. You know, when I heard it taught one day many, many years ago, and it was broken down about idolatry, I was really taken back. You know, idolatry is not limited to worshiping just the false images. It is placing anything or anyone before God as an object of allegiance and devotion. Idolatry was a constant temptation in the early church. Since many new believers had only recently come out of paganism, the word often appears in a list of sins of the human nature. And you know me, I'm prayer warrior, so I'm going to give you scripture to write down so you can look them up yourselves. Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. You know, there are admonitions to flee from idolatry, where we are instructed as people to turn away from idolatry, to turn away from worshiping idols and things. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14, and chapter 10, verse 7. In the New Testament, it's forthright that no idolaters can enter the kingdom of God. Well, you may say, prayer warrior, where is that found? Well, if you look, you'll see it. It's also in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, Revelations chapter 21, verses 8, and chapter 22, verse 15. As believers, we should not have intimate contact with idolaters. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. And it's a sin. It's a sin before God. And you may wonder, how do I know if I'm battling with idolatry? Well, these are some of the things. And before I was born again, there were some things that I was involved in. And God had me to repent and to turn from it. And I just thank the Lord for him opening my eyes. And so, you know, we just want to pray constantly that the eyes of the people, the understanding will be open, the eyes of their heart will be open, their eyes with the ability to see the purpose and the love and the will and the mind of a holy Father. Idolatry, there are various manifestations of idolatry, like us people who are heavy into astrology, control, wanting to control a person, wanting to have someone that may be belonging or is committed or it has a covenant relationship in marriage to someone else. And you find that in today's time there are people that go forth to try to break up marriages and break up homes, or maybe not break up the marriages, maybe just have an intimate relationship with another man's wife or another woman's husband. They try to control them. They try to woo them with seduction. They try to control their minds. And what's sad and even more disheartening is when they can't get to the person, they'll try to use other means, which also falls under idolatry, like black magic or witchcraft or whatever they supernatural evil things that they try to go by to try to pull and control the heart and mind of someone else. Hear me clearly. If you're out there listening to this and you're doing such things as that, think better of yourself than that. Have some integrity about your own heart, your own soul. Then I would not want someone else that belongs to somebody else. When I was single, you know, I may have had crushes on this one. Even early in my marriage, before I really understood who I was in the Lord Jesus Christ, I may have over-admired someone's ministry or someone's prophetic gift, and the enemy tried to take it down the wrong emotion. But I praise God, He broke that off of my life and broke that out of my heart. And now I rejoice at people's giftings. I rejoice at their marriages. I rejoice at their accomplishments in ministry. And I don't desire to have someone else's husband, and definitely never another wife, a woman. No, that's just vile to the gods. To God, oh my Lord. I can't even say how vile that is to the Lord. But hear me, God loves you. There is nothing so hard that the Lord cannot heal you from and deliver you from. He went to the cross. He shed His blood on Calvary for every single type of sin, for every disheartening emotion, for every dysfunctional affection. He shed His blood just because of His love that He has for people, for the world, for those that the Father has entrusted into His care. Another manifestation of the spirit of adultery is degradation, and entanglement, evil desires. I was just speaking about that. And false worship, being greedy, being immoral. What does it mean to be moral and immoral? Well, morality is when we live according to the Word of God, in Galatians chapter 5, where it speaks about the fruit of His Spirit. Immorality is when we choose to live a life according to the works of the flesh, and that's also in Galatians chapter 5. As you're studying your Word, you will look it up and read what each one of the works of the flesh are. I won't go on into that on this show segment, but get a dictionary, a Bible dictionary, any dictionary, and look up each one of the term definitions with the works of the flesh. If you find yourself identifying with any of those, run to the Lord, run and repent, run and ask the Lord to become the Lord of your heart and your soul. A knowledge block. People are not able to receive knowledge. They're not able to understand. They can't hear words of wisdom. They can't hear words of reason. There's a blockage in their mind. There's a blockage in their ability to perceive what the Father is saying to them. There's a blockage in the ability to even have a willingness to turn yet from their weaknesses and their wickedness. Perversion. We all know what perversion is. Perversion is whatever makes me feel good, however it makes me feel good, whether it's a person, whether it's a toy, whether it's a movie, whether it's a fantasy, whatever feels good, I'm going to do it. Just being vile, just being perverted, just allowing the flesh to just take control of you and your mind and your soul. Narcissism, religiosity, uncleanness, evil thoughts, fear, heresies, carnality, covetousness, doctrines of devils. You know, I mentioned earlier that when people want to control you and they try everything and anything that's not like the Lord, you know, people know when they're doing something contrary to the Word of God, and they try to bring down people who truly love the Lord. Well, I'm here to tell you from Prayer Warrior For You show, as for me and my house, we will serve and praise the Lord. When you meet people who have a livelihood and a joy to their Father who is in heaven, and you try to shake that and you try to come against God Almighty, His precious men and women of God, His children whom He loves, His children who've confessed to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart and soul, it is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous to try to tread on the grounds of a holy God. Well, you've got people who are happy with being partakers of doctrines of devils, and you may have those in your family that way. You may have children that way, parents that way. I remember when I first started this show segment years ago, there was a young lady who called into the show with tears in her voice, and she was just crying and crying out to the Lord. And then she asked me to teach her how to pray. She said she was raised in a home where they were in the occult, and she had never heard prayer, and she never learned how to pray. Well, we prayed for her on our show. She confessed the words of salvation. She found a church, glory to God. She left and turned her life around and left the occult, and she began to do shows giving the Lord Jesus Christ all praise and all glory due to Him. Hallelujah. I am so happy to be used in that way. To God be the glory. All glory goes to Him. Then there's inordinate affection. Look it up. You know what inordinate affection means. It means however God says men and women ought to be together and how they're not supposed to be together. Men with men, women with women. You look up inordinate affection. And it's not just among people. You've got some people that are interested in animals and all sorts of things that the Bible says is clearly a sin. Then there's lust, heresies, gossiping and telling things about people, telling their business to others, pursuing to have groups of people against someone because they may like you, and you try to turn other people against people and to harass them and taunt them and stalk them, just heresies. No, these all fall under idolatry. National ethical traits, tendencies and oddities, possession, self-centeredness, witchcraft, unbelief, pride, murder, humanism, fornication, false prophecies, you all. You know, prophecy is a gift from God. Prophecy, true prophecies should draw people to the Lord, should be words to speak into their heart, speak into their life to confirm the purpose and the way that God has chosen for them to go. There are so many prophets out there and prophetesses. I flow in a gift of prophecy. However, I pray very hard, and I'm telling you, there's so much familiarity and divination out there that people constantly want to hear a quick word. I used to feel that way until the Lord began to mature me in this area. And praying and fasting and having a closer walk with the Lord in all these areas to learn how to bless the Lord will help you begin to develop an ear to hear the heart and mind of God. There is so much going on out there. People are selling objects, saying it's the Lord's will. And they don't understand that when they do these things, what's the difference? How Simon tried to buy the Holy Ghost. He saw how the apostles were working in miracles, signs, and wonders, and he wanted to buy. He thought it was something you could buy to receive. But the Holy Ghost is not for sale. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit of God. And when God imparts his Holy Spirit into us, we are to walk worthy of his presence on the inside of our heart so that his manifestations of his gifts can flow through us purely and genuinely. You know, the enemy, who the spirit of Satan is the devil, and when people turn their heart to him, he will flow through them as well, evilness, wickedness, and every dark work. But desire the good things, desire the pure things, desire to bless the Lord, desire to let him touch your heart, desire to let him love you, desire for the presence of the power of his blood to be in you, desire that with everything, bless the Lord. And we'll be back.
Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Pajam. Come on, come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Hey. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Rejoice and sing.
Uh-huh. You are the Lord of
I will bless the Lord.
And my thoughts are to fade away.
I will
You know, when we bless the Lord, when we bless the Lord, we worship him. When we bless the Lord, we speak well of him. When we bless the Lord, we return blessings to him by adoring him, by speaking great adorational praise to him, by honoring him. When we bless the Lord, we bless him by how we live. We bless him by how we speak. We bless him by how we carry ourselves. We bless him by how we think. We bless him by how we entreat others. Come on and bless the Lord.
Maybe you haven't been there before, where you've had to go through trials and great tribulations. But is there anybody that learned how to bless the Lord in the midst of everything? Listen, listen, listen. Through the storm and the rain,
I will bless the Lord.
Through the heartaches and pain,
I will bless the Lord.
But I don't know which way to go.
I will bless the Lord.
You've been there for me right now.
I will bless the Lord.
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 Father, we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you.
Great is your faithfulness. Tell somebody great things. He's done great things for me. He's done awesome things for me. He's done mighty things for me. That's why I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
What a powerful song. Will you bless the Lord today? Will you cry out to him? Will you give him thanks? How many have, when you got up this morning, said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up? Thank you, God, for opening my eyes to see another day. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to have breath in my body and to be in my sound mind. Thank you, Father. I just want to acknowledge you because you are the one that brought me through. You know, when we bless him and we're grateful to him and we praise him, we understand that he's the strength of our life, Psalms 27:1. He is the Son of the Most High God, Mark 5:7. He is our stronghold, Nahum 1:7. He's our strong tower, Psalms 61:3. He's our sword of excellence, Deuteronomy 33:29. He is our song. You ever wanted to sing a song from the depths of your heart and soul to just worship and glorify the Lord? Well, he's my song, Isaiah 12:2. He's our peace, Ephesians 2:14. He is an overcoming lamb, Revelation 17:14. Glory to God, hallelujah. We just want to bless the Lord. You know, when you bless the Lord and you begin to think of him, it will turn your heart, turn your mind away from idolatrous thinking. It will turn you from being consumed with yourself, consumed with things, consumed with people, consumed with your emotions, and it will allow you to begin to walk in freedom and liberty and victory, because whom the Son has set free is free indeed. When you bless him, when you glorify him, And while I'm on that note, we want to give this past week another great man of God. This is the good news. We just want to give a shout out to Evangelist Jimmy Swaggart and say happy birthday to you. He was 80, turned 80 years old. Such a blessing. Him and his precious wife, Frances. We love them. They have a powerful ministry going all around the world. We just want to say happy birthday. And, you know, maybe there's someone out there that you'd like to say happy birthday to on Live on the Air. You're welcome to call in. Our number is listed on our show page. If you're tuning in by way of Skype or over the phone or the internet, it's 657-383-0029. And you're welcome to give a happy birthday to whoever you like, to just give a happy birthday to them, because it's a blessing. I know I had a birthday on February 12th, and I thank the Lord for another year to be in the land of the living. It's always a blessing when you can receive another birthday from the Lord. Amen. As we continue on with our show segment, I cannot begin to share with you how important prayer is. Prayer is talking to the Lord. Prayer is developing a heartfelt relationship in who you love. And I've written a book. It's called Prayers for the Heart. It's a companion guide. Volume 1 is the book. It breaks down about prayer. Volume 2 is a journal. As you journal in the book from your heart, journal to the Lord. Some people may feel that they don't know what to say to the Lord and open their mouth, although he does want us to speak to him. And others may be gifted in writing. Well, this is a wonderful set. It would make a great gift. Where you can buy it for someone or bless someone with it that you know who may be discouraged in their heart. The Lord really touched my heart to put this book together, and it speaks about prayers. I have prayers from the heart in the book, and it's full of the Word of God. If you know someone who may not want to open up a Bible, well, if you get my set, if you get my book, they will be blessed, because in the books, in the my edition of books, the entire scripture is always written out. It is always word for word, and I use the King James Version. And that way people will begin to have some word in their spirit, word in their heart. Well, you're able to acquire this at a phenomenal cost if you go to Amazon.com, and you can type in a search bar, Alicia D. Beam, A-L-E-C-I-A, middle initial D, and Beam, B-E-A-M, and it will bring up all of the books I've written thus far. It's been about 7. I'm working on more right now. But we've done this. God has touched our heart to do these book series to bless you, to encourage you to develop a prayer life with the Lord, to develop a closer walk with him. You know, it is clear, in order to move to the next level, the issues of our hearts and our minds must be examined and addressed. And the Word of God informs us about the heart. My books are given and written to the glory of God, and it will challenge you to take a closer look into the hearts and passions and perceptions that you have personally. They share with you, no matter what may ail your heart, that there is a prayer for every situation faced in life when praying to God. Prayers for the Heart Companion Guide strengthens and encourages the heart. May you receive deeper revelation regarding your own heart as you read these books, and of course, journal in the series, volume 1 and 2. And we would love to hear from you what you think about the books, how they've been a blessing to you, and it would be wonderful as a gift set package. Now, back on to our show, prayer. Prayer is crucial. Prayer, we can't live without it. We can't do anything without prayer. Prayer is speaking to God. It's talking. talking to your Heavenly Father who is in heaven. As I share scripture with you constantly, I play music from time to time to uplift and encourage you. But prayer, as I mentioned in my book, I'm going to read a little bit of it just to give you a little highlight of this book. Prayer is to communicate and speak to God. It's an act of humbling oneself to acknowledge a greater supernatural power or authority. This process is done by adoration, which is to worship a supreme being for who he is and not for what he does. When we adore God, we speak well of him, verbal expressions of exaltation. And of course, there are multiple ways to define what prayer is. My book, I cover a few of them. But one of them is a veiling prayer, which means to be of use or make use of, to help, to labor. This type of praying profits or benefits the one who is praying. It is literally emptying out of the heart to a sovereign God. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, James 5:16. You know, when we avail in prayer and we're emptying out of our heart, what are some of the things we empty out of our heart? As I mentioned earlier in the book of Galatians chapter 5, the works of the flesh are some things that are in some people's hearts. Those things are definitely not of God. And the Lord knows what's in our heart when we come to him. He knows what we have need of. And sometimes there may be discouragement or unforgiveness or bitterness in the heart and a deep, deep hidden. If we still can recall hurt from our childhood, hurt from our teenagehood, hurt from a church we went to, the pain of what someone said to us or did to us, the pain of how people are trying to attack us and torment us. These things seem to fester into our heart. They fester into our soul, and they begin to change the way we think about who we are as believers of God. Oh, Father, today, I pray, Lord God, that you will touch the people, that you will touch them in their hearts to be set free. Touch them so that they will have love in their heart, love for you, Father, love for a holy God, love, Lord God, because you are joy, Luke 10:20. Love, Father, because of you and faith, Mark 11:22-24. Father, we thank you, Father, because we pray that they will receive holiness in their heart, 1 Peter 1:13-16. We pray, Father, that they will begin, the teenagers and the children, to honor their parents, Matthew 15:4. You know, when we look at our heart, it is difficult to move forward in the blessings of God, to move forward in the things of God when we still have heart issues. Well, this book series, Prayers for the Heart, God primarily was ministering to my own personal heart because of things that I was enduring, things that I was going through. And he birthed out of my spirit prayers for my heart. That's why it's called Prayers for the Heart. And because of my love for people, because of my love for souls, I wanted to share with them a bit of what God gave me, which has helped to heal me, has healed and helped me to move forward. Life is not easy. Life brings challenges. It is sad to see people who take pride in hurting other people and speaking horrific things into the lives of others. It does hurt to see that, depending on how you look at it. But when you get past your pain, past your flesh, past your emotions, and begin to see how people are doing the things they're doing because they're hurting, because someone hurt them, because someone violated them, because somebody discouraged them, because somebody turned on them, and they ended up smitten by those demonic forces, and now they're being used like puppets to do the same things to other people. Well, I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, the blood of Jesus Christ can set you free. The blood of Jesus Christ can help you. The blood of Jesus Christ can heal you. And the only way you can know about the power of his blood, the power of the cross, the power of his resurrection, the reason he went to the cross is to develop a love walk and prayers in your heart. We'll be right back to share more with you, because we want you to understand and become the receive emphasis in your spirit, emphasis in your soul about, oh, the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for your blood. Father, we thank you for the shed blood at Calvary Cross. We thank you, Father, for how you hung and died. We thank and praise you, Father, because of the joy that was set before you. You endured the cross, even though you despised all the shame. We thank and praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your great love, the great love you had for me on the cross, the great love you had for all of us that are tuning into the show. We thank you, Father, for your patience. We thank you, Father, for your understanding. We thank you, Father, for your long suffering. And you know, we want to also give a praise and a shout out to Truth Be Told, who's gracing us and blessing us today by tuning into our show. And Father, we lift up our hand to heaven and we pray, Father, that you bless their show, Seeking the Truth Today. We pray, Father, that doors will open up, that windows of heaven will open up, and that blessings will pour out to this ministry as they go forth and teach the truth, the word of God, the scripture of God about the blood of Jesus Christ, the power and the saving power and the name of Jesus Christ over the airways. Father, we thank and praise you, Father, as you bless them, as you are their source, as they have faith in you. And we pray, Father, that you will send great resource to their region of the country, wherever they are, that they will be used mightily for your glory. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will open up greater time for them where they will be able to flow with an hour show, a 2-hour show, a 1-hour show. And we thank you, Father, that you will give them encouragement and wisdom and understanding, that they will teach the word by fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I pray. Amen. Truth be told, know that the Lord loves you and that your great sincerity and your consistency to continue to share the word of God has not gone in vain. The Lord sees what you're doing and he sees your heart. And as your heart continues to draw closer to the Lord by being faithful and having strong faith, he is going to open doors that no man can open, and he's going to shut doors that no man can shut. I speak blessings upon your show in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. And you're welcome to call in if you like. Our number is 1-657-383-0029. Our lines are open. We have about 15 minutes remaining to our show. Now, I wanted to get back to reading with you, sharing with you just a little bit from one of my books, Prayers for the Heart. When we have prayer of supplication, what is this type of praying? Well, it's to pray with humility, for one, and to ask earnestly of. It's also, this term is a powerful action of prayer. The one who prays a prayer with supplication approaches God with sincere humility. And in order for us to approach him with sincere humility, that humility comes from our heart. The character of a person who prays this way acknowledges all hope and answers come from a greater power and authority. This is a prayer to both honor the Creator and make their petition known with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This prayer, supplication prayer, is based on a person's need or the needs of others. Those who flow in this gifting of intercession must stay very close to God. Those who flow in this gifting of intercession must stay close to God, have a heart and compassion for people, and a keen eye in the realm of the Spirit to understand with empathy the sufferings of others. Psalm 30:8, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's Ephesians 6:18. Supplication prayer is usually addressed directly to God. Jesus Christ recommended praying to the Father. And here's proof in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so this is just a sample of what's in my book, Prayers for the Heart. And I'll read for you one of the prayers that I wrote that the Lord touched my heart. And I share these heartfelt prayers in the book. Again, this would be a great gift for someone, for people who desire to pray, for people who are desiring a relationship with the Lord, a deeper intimacy from their heart and soul with God. And this prayer is called The Whole Heart. Lord Jesus Christ, you are awesome and wonderful. I will not look to the right or to the left. The eyes of my heart will stay straight on you. Everything in me praises you with honor and adoration, O precious Savior. My heart seeks to be pleasing in thy sight. Jesus, give my heart strength and peace. For you alone, Lord, understand my entire being. Oh, how I love Jesus. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Matthew 22:37. So in the book, I break down different types of prayers. I have a segment of prayers from the heart that you can pray out loud or in your quiet time. And then there's an area in the book for you to journal. I've also included in my book a personal annual monthly prayer log for an 8-year prayer log, and it breaks down how to use it, where you can monitor your success and in your activity with having some alone time with the Lord. And soon I'll be launching a site so that you can have your own Prayers for the Heart mug and have some tea or coffee, and if you like to, you know, kick your feet up on your ottoman or just spend some time out with the Lord. My books are geared toward a developing relationship with the Father, so that as you're reading the books, praying the books, praying the Word of God, the purpose is to encourage you to pray the Word of God, to pray the pure scriptures in every situation. Just as we do here on the show, there is power in the blood, and there's power in praying to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power in acknowledging who he is. Lord God, you are the captain of the hosts of the Lord, Joshua 5:14. You are our chief cornerstone, 1 Peter 2:6. You are Christ, the power of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24. You are our consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. You are our deliverer, Romans 11:26. You are all in all, Colossians 3:11. You are our Adonai Jehovah, Genesis 12:2-8. As you begin to cry out to pray to the Father. Come on, let him know, because he is your Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Exodus 15:26. He is your Jehovah Shalom, the Lord your peace, Judges 6:24. He is your Jehovah Rahai, the Lord your shepherd, Psalms 23:1. And he is our Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, 1 Samuel 1:3. You see, as we begin to take the Word of God and develop a relationship with him, it is time out for mundane prayers. Pray to the Father with honor. Pray to him with love. Pray to him with fervency. Pray to him with humility and sincerity of heart. You can take everything to God in prayer. You can take your whole situation, your discouragement, your desire, what you want him to do. As long as it is in the will of the Father, he is able to bring it to pass, because there is nothing impossible for him. He wants to bless you and be there for you. I'll be back after this. May this song encourage your heart. Right. Nothing is impossible. That was Smokey Norfolk. You know, God can do anything, and he can do anything as long as we're asking in the will of the Father. And so I wanted to mention to you, you know, for people have been sharing with me to begin to share about my books on the air. I wrote these books back 2014, and I have not really said anything about it, but I said it's time to let people know that these books are out there to bless other people. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you can go to Amazon.com and you can type in a search bar my entire name, Alicia, A-L-E-C-I-A, middle initial D, last name Beam, B-E-A-M, and all of my books will pop up. The books that you will see, Volume 1 and Volume 2, the Volume 1s are more in-depth, breaking down terms, sharing more. The Volume 2s are strictly 100% journals. So the Volume 1 and Volume 2 would make a nice set for birthdays, Mother's Day, Christmas time, Valentine's Day, or just a nice gift to touch somebody who needs a word of encouragement, who's a loved one, or even yourself. I'm telling you, what I did purposely as I've been writing these books that the Lord has been touching my heart to write, I wrote them, and I bought my own books as well. And what I did was I set them aside for a little bit, for a few months. And then when I went back to read, sometimes when I said, well, pick up and read this book, pick up and read that book. I have other books, Prayers for the Mind, Prayers for the Heart, Encourage My Heart devotional. My husband and I did a dual book called Repentance. It's just, and now I'm working on another book about joy and faith. And so continue to pray for me as I do the work of God. But when I picked up this book the other day, Prayers for the Heart, I had read it, but I read it again, and I just began to give glory and honor and praise to the Father, because I'm like, wow, Lord, you birthed that book out of me. You know, sometimes the Lord will do the impossible, what seems impossible. That's why I played that song, because if you had asked me 10, 20 years ago to write a book, I would have laughed at you, because I never would have thought that I could have accomplished writing any book, and the Lord is steadily pouring more books into my spirit, man. And so I wanted to share these books with you. When we started our show segment, many would tune into the show and would say, you need to write some books. Well, the books are written, they're being written, and so you can go to Amazon.com, and the books can be a blessing to you. Pray for me that as I journey down the road to get them on Kindle as well, so that they're available to the brethren in other countries that have been asking for this book. And so I am just now beginning to advertise my books. I was not advertising them previously, and they are wonderful. They're a blessing to the glory of God and to the hearts and minds and the souls of people. Now, getting back to what we were sharing about prayer, the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And this is something else that I had to learn. I was holding on to all of my battles myself. I was feeling I had to fight my battles. I had to fight my storms, that every time someone came up against me, I had to put the dukes up and fight, fight, fight. But what the Lord wanted me to do was love on Him, praise Him, honor Him, continue to live holy, and let Him take care of the rest. Pray for their souls, that they will be set free. Pray for their salvation. Pray forgiveness. And it was a challenge to pray forgiveness to people who were coming against me. Oh, but hallelujah, I've just come out of a 50-day consecration, and I am on fire for the Lord. Glory to God. And I thank and praise the Lord for His agape love. I praise Him as He's growing it more and more and more and more. And I'm telling you, the harder the enemy uses people to come against me, the more in love with Jesus I become, and the more fire and fervent I am to praying for their souls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I wanted to encourage you that there's nothing too hard for the Lord, but in everything you do it in praying. Begin to pray. Begin to fast. Begin to allow God to pull out of your heart the things that don't belong, the unforgiveness, the sadness, the bitterness, the discouragement, the frustration, the anxiety, and let Him replace it with His love, with His peace, with His joy, with His wisdom, with His understanding, with His direction and His guidance. And so we wanted to share that with you. And Father, we pray blessings upon the people of God who tuned in to our show today. Father, we pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with all of us now and forevermore. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Father, we pray that surely goodness and mercy shall follow them, follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I love you all. Remember, the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood to raise up a standard against you, the Lord and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the cross, can protect you, will protect you, and strengthen and heal you. And you will go forth mighty for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, take care.
Against us again, the battle belongs to the Lord. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of